So you are a little bit cold at the minute. So tell me about exactly where you are and what's going on.
So I am in Norway in the Arctic Circle in Camp Viking, which is a new place for the Royal Marines for the next 10 years. So being in the Arctic Circle, it's definitely cold. Put it that way.
Profound words, sitters. It is cold. Yeah. Look, there's a lot of stuff going on. This collaboration that we're seeing. We've got over 20,000 troops and allies on exercise in Norway. I mean, that's massive. What is it like to be on an exercise that is as huge as this?
Yeah, it's such an impressive thing to see. And so we've got about 1,000 members of the commando force out here as well, staying on Camp Viking, involved in that exercise, and they've been out on the ground. And on the camera team's perspective looking in, it's really interesting to see the way that the commando force are now operating. And in terms of capturing that, it's actually really difficult because you've got these small teams out in the depths of Norway, out on the ground, we actually can't get to, but that's their job. Their job is to be out and be effectively be ghosts, disappear into that environment. So for us to capture that and try to tell everyone that story is so difficult, but it also means they're doing their job really, really good. One thing we have managed to do is being in the ops room, and we've managed to hear what's going on about the Norwegians and the Dutch also being on the ground and how they're linking into the communications and how they're working together to achieve that goal, and see the amount of assets that have been thrown into this. So that's, it's a great thing.
And the lessons that must be coming in. Because, I mean, when we work with the Norwegians, we don't have access to such cold conditions as the Norwegians regularly deal in. So, I mean, what are we taking away from this collaboration, sitters?
One thing I've definitely noticed is to look at the kit and equipment that we're using and what they're using, and effectively be able to use their kit and for them to use our kit. So no matter the deployment, where we are and what we're doing, effectively, if we should be relied on by our allies to deploy to the north, we've got that capability of interoperability and using kit and equipment to deploy into the Arctic Circle and to the high north.
There's a lot of lessons that have been learned from Ukraine, yeah. Presumably.
I think a big one in terms of kit and equipment that we've been using, I want to definitely highlight, is the 30 Commandos SRS, the Surveillance and Reconnaissance Squadron. So they've done a joint jump with the Dutch in the Dutch C-130 Hercules recently. And the impressive thing about that is they actually used the Dutch parachute system. So they didn't use their own, they used the Dutch. And once again, that is for that interoperability. So if they get called on any moment, they can use the Dutch equipment, they can use their aircraft, and they don't need their own. So we can effectively deploy a moment's notice anywhere around the world and do that. And that also being part of the UKNL 50 anniversary, I think it's a huge thing.
I mean, that's trust, isn't it? If you're going to strap on someone else's parachute and jump, that is trust right there. Yeah. Do you think we're going to collaborate a little bit more in this way moving forward?
Yeah, it's only going to grow. And like I said, we're going to be now in Camp Viking for the next 10 years. So I can only ever see our footprint getting bigger, the relationships growing, and then it just becoming a better thing for all of us.
Now, sitters, you and I were talking about all of these incredible individuals. They're throwing themselves out of planes. They're going and hiding in the snow. They're doing this, they're doing that, and all that sort of stuff. I can't imagine what the foundation must be like to get all of these troops into one place and get it running smoothly. I mean, tell me a little bit about the infrastructure here.
Well, that's a really good point. So Commando Logistic Regiment, CLR, they're the guys who have the umbrella control over Camp Viking, and they're the guys who are making everything work. They're the cogs in the system. So you've got individuals like the chefs, the VMs, the medics, the signalers, they're all coming together. Not only they're making, like I said, Camp Viking work, but they're supplying the guys on the ground, so the combat surface support. So they're providing the food, the ammunition, the water, and anything else that the commando force on the ground might need. They're reliant on the commando logistic regiment to supply them with everything they need. Back on Viking, everyone needs to eat. You've got 5,500 calories per person they need to supply for. So the chef's incredibly busy. It's an amazing part to see the individuals and how hard they work to enable the guys on the ground to do their job.
Absolutely right. And I think that's a really good thing to point out there as well, the fact that, you know, when you're in these freezing environments, as we all are, just in winter in the UK, and it's not even that cold, and we're always hangry, aren't we? We're always starving.
Yeah.
And we don't need any Royal Marine commandos hangry. That would be a bad combo.
No.
Definitely not. And I have seen some big plates of food in that galley.
Has any clever chef fixed on to rigging up some kind of slushy machine yet? Because I feel like you've got a lot of potential there.
That's a great. I'm going to mention that in the galley tonight. I'm going to go over and say, right, let's get a slushy machine on the go. I'll make sure you get the credit or half the credit.
Can you film that, please? I want to see Chef's face when you put it to him. All right, Sidders. Now, in your particular role, you're capturing all this stuff that's happening out there and you know, letting us know what's going on. You're trying to find people that have disappeared into the snow like ghosts, but you have actually managed to get some amazing stuff. So tell me a little bit about the videos that you've captured.
It's a new team that's come together. And when I say new team, we've all just started this draft effectively at the same time. And it's just so happens that one of the head photographers in the team and myself had the same idea without meeting each other effectively. So he was away in Oman when I started the job, and we both said, wouldn't it be great if we started to film our journey and if we put a face in front of our videos and created new content? So coming out here, we've started filming these 30-second videos of introducing the public, the militaries, into what Norway is or what we're doing, into the people and equipment that are making the UK military and its partner forces work effectively.
Incredible stuff. And, you know, do keep staying in touch, Sidders. Like, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you wherever you find yourself. I mean, full disclosure for our audience, when we first caught up and we had a chat, you've broken down on the side of the road, and I mean, obviously that's problematic for a lot of people, but Sidders had all of his camera kit and it was like, what was it, like 4 foot of snow or something? It was a bit cold.
I mean what a crazy experience to actually talk to you for the first time. We had no phone signals and we needed to be at point B, so we thought, right, we're just going to have to get out and yomp. And it was about 5k yomp to get signal to call in for help. So myself, the cameraman, we had an ML with us, a mountain leader, and then we went for about 5k yomp to get signal. And during that 5k, I thought, hey, let's just get in touch with yourself and just do some work, take my mind off the journey.
I mean, that's dedication, Sidders. That's what we like. Don't be a stranger. I'd love to check in with you again.
Oh, it's been absolutely great, and I can't wait to do some more stuff with you.
There we go, Sergeant Sidders from Norway. Thank you ever so much.
Thanks, Amy.